107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. You got to put this in your calendar. Sunday, October 26th. It's coming up fast. It's another great get-together at the local community food center. Julie Dr. Johnson is here. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's almost this time for another great get-together that folks love.
Right? They love it. They want it. They come. It's great.
And they enjoy both food and music. So what's happening on Sunday here?
So the most beloved Bluegrass Brunch this Sunday from 10 until 1. And so, yes, we're serving a fabulous brunch with a bit of a Dr. Seuss theme. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Okay.
And then there is fabulous music. That's why it's called a Bluegrass Brunch. So we have the Blurry Pickers, and I've heard there are some special guests going to join them. I've heard about a banjo. I've heard about a fabulous young singer that is going to fill in during break, so there is never a moment without amazing music. And there also the Access Market is going to be open as well that day. So if people haven't had a chance to come to the market at the local, you can come, you can have brunch, you can do a little dance, and you can do your shopping.
All right. Now, what do you think it is about the Bluegrass Brunch? It's one of those great ideas of marrying a food, a brunch, with live bluegrass music. What do you think it is about this get-together that works so well?
First of all, I mean, it's been done at the local forever.
Sure, yeah.
So I think there's that.
Yeah.
But I think, you know what, on a Sunday morning, I think it's different. Yes,
yeah.
People go and do brunch, but the bluegrass piece of it just makes it a little bit more organic and a little bit more, like, it's casual and it's fun and bluegrass music is warm, if music can be warm. I think it is. So, and I just think it's this whole mix of the community coming together. Like, there is little wee kids, and there are older people, and there's everything in the middle. So it's just fun.
And it's a great way to explore the local community food center with the Bluegrass Brunch. And that's happening on Sunday from 10 till 1. Again, a big shout out to the Blurry Pickers featuring Blair Babcock and all the great musicians and special guests on hand for this one, too. So we look forward to that. And a reminder, this is a free event.
This is a free event. It is a fundraiser because my community includes the local fundraising campaign that continues. So donations are very gratefully accepted. Something else that I need to mention is our neighbors, Elliott Motors, are great neighbors mm-hmm. for many, many reasons. But they have offered to sponsor a little piece of this so that what we raise goes straight to our fundraising. So they're covering a few of our expenses, which is massive. So Elliott Motors, great neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another fun piece of the Bluegrass Brunch is the people that serve it. So the Stratford restaurant community comes out on a Sunday morning after they've all likely worked on Saturday night, and they're the ones that are serving brunch. So we have the lovely Susan Dunfield at the door, the hostess with the mostest, and then we have servers from Bluebird, Starlight, Mercer, Relic, and the Yoga Chapel.
Fantastic.
Yes. So again, it's different people mm-hmm. in the space, and they all bring their special piece of hospitality to it.
Wonderful. So be there on Sunday with the local community food center at 612 Erie Street. All these great restaurateurs taking part as well. We do mention it's a free event, but please, donations to the local community food center fundraising campaign, of course, are more than welcome for
Indeed
sure.
Indeed they are.
And can we do a shout out also for Empty Bowls is coming up too,
yes.
And you're involved with that.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm not doing anything except for I get to be the person serving the food from the local that is participating in Empty Bowls. It's a small community, and so the local will be there supporting our friends.
Awesome. So much happening with the local community food center. We'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And Julie, next time we'll bring a banjo in.
Absolutely.
Julie Dr. Johnson. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.